Chip. Welcome back to another late night edition of the Say Man Sports Talk Show. Want to welcome you to our latest segment titled Flag on the Play. Like we do before each and every episode, we want to reach out. Hope that everyone is blessed, taken care out there, staying focused. We hope that everyone is enjoying the sporting playoff atmosphere right now in America. We know that we have key matchups that went on yesterday, key matchups that's going on today. Bunch of excitement. We had the Lakers go down in game one. We had the Cavs take game one. We had the Clippers take game one. What else went on? We had the Knicks take game one. I think today, right now, the Pelicans are down midway through the second quarter to the Thunder. That should be an interesting series. Who else is ticking? We know Philly is down. We know the Bucks won today, big Dame time. 35 at the half. Let's get into that a little bit. Shout out to Damian Lillard. Damo was absolutely supreme today. We know we've seen him go for 35 in the first half. Hitting everything on everybody. He got a bounce to a step that when Damian Lillard gets going, it gets tough to stop him. Dame time, I think we all owe him an apology because, to be honest, it's like we forgot about him. We know for sure he's over there with Giannis, so he's padded up. But at the same time, we got to recognize and remember, Dame time is game time, and I think he showed that tonight. Bucks up 1-0. They look very good. My personal opinion. What else went on? So Dame showed out. Dame Dollar. I am interested. James Harden looked real good today. The Clippers took care of their man without Kawhi Leonard. James Harden looked like James Harden that used to lead the league in scoring. That Clippers series should be very, very, very exciting. I'm still not letting go of the Lakers. I'm still feeling like they should be able to surprise the world, shock the world. I feel healthy AD, healthy LeBron. They should be able to string together some type of luck, I guess. But the Nuggets, man, they don't it's like they never out the game, man. They don't miss when it matters. They got big bodies. Guards do guarding things. Big guys. I mean, they just play all-around team ball. Get on the YouTube, Bottom Line Sports Network, Say Man Sports Talk Show, or the Instagram, Say Man Sports Talk Show. Let me know who is your team, who's going to take it all, who's been balling out for you. It's only one game in. We understand that round one. Let me know what y'all thinking, man. Electrifying playoff atmosphere, in my opinion. Watching this OKC game as we speak. Shea is getting off. Who's y'all MVP? We seen the candidates. They got Luka. They got Shea from OKC. And then, of course, Joker. Who y'all got? I'm going to sit here and say I want to go Shea. I'm going to give it to him because there's no Luka on his team. There's no Kyrie on his team. If you look at Joker, Joker's Joker, but he got Murray too. Not to say they need any of them, but Shea is Shea at all times, right? You got some pieces over there, they're young boys, like Check or whatever big boy name is, but they ain't none of the people I just mentioned. I want to see somebody new. Crazy thing about that, even crazier, is none of those guys are American players. American players, we got to step our game up. You understand it ain't about race and all that, but I'm just saying, can we get somebody in the mix? Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going Shea for my MVP. Let me know who's y'all MVP. Who's your rookie of the year? Defensive player of the year? Let me know what's going on, man. Hop in the comments. Get in the DMs. What else do we want to touch? I had a question. Just to pivot a little bit. So, do popular narrative that's been going around for some time, and I just want to address to our base. See your opinion. Get some opinions and thoughts. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer over here. On flag on a play, at least, right? So, do championships defy your legacy? Meaning, the more championships, the more enhanced the legacy? Or do they not matter for legacy? Let me know what you feel. I think I got mixed emotions on it. So it seems like it always goes out, oh, he got to win the title. You know what I'm saying? He ain't win the big game. But we don't be trying to take into consideration these are team sports. So somebody could average 40, 20 and 11 or something in basketball, or be the best, put up the best statistical whatever in football history, right? But at the end of the day, if that team don't team for that player, then it's not going to come to a fruition, right? You can have to be the best player in the world but not be on the best team. That's possible. So do we strip guys that we know are amazing talents because of the lack of championships? Everybody don't win titles. It's just that simple. On TV, it looks like everybody win championships. You got LeBron James and Stephen Curry and the Michael Jordans and those guys that have repeated. Let's talk about Robert Horry. If championship defies legacy, right, Robert Horry would have to be the GOAT. Why we talk about Mike and LeBron? You know? And then on the football side as well, do Super Bowls defy who you are? Does Tom Brady, the 7 Super Bowls, align leverage for us to say that he's the best ever, right? And we understand he's the GOAT, a GOAT. But what I'm saying is, if he didn't have them 7, would we look at him like the GOAT, right? Is there quarterbacks talent-wise that was better than him with less Super Bowls? Because that don't mean he was the best player. That just mean he had the best team. So does a championship solidify legacy, right? And does it take away? Does it tarnish legacy if it's not there? Get in the DM or the comments on the YouTube or on the Instagram, man. That's just something that's a popular narrative going around that I just need the answer to. Because for me, of course, a championship is important. But I guess the best example I could give you, right? All right. If you tell me I'm going to be a max player, no championship versus no championship or no max dollars, but a championship. I ain't going to lie. I might say F that championship and going over there for the max dollars, but everybody's different. So what I want to know, back to the root of the question, is does a championship solidify your legacy or does it take away from your legacy if you don't have them? Let me know, because it's a team sport in all of these sports at the end of the day. So we can't keep acting like one player wins the championship just because bruh had 40 or 3 touchdowns and they played a crucial role in winning the championship or a game doesn't mean they did it. Because, look, the quarterback need the receivers, the point guard need the shooting guard, the shooting guard need the point guard. Somebody got passed the ball, somebody got catch the ball, somebody got rebound the ball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So all in all, I think we need to switch a couple of these narratives, right? Because there's people like Allen Iverson. So Allen's not a GOAT because he never won a title. I think we beat Charles Barkley the hell up because he never won a title. One of the best big men of all time. Football, it's a bunch of people like that too. Dan Marino, look at him. All right, we can keep going. The list goes on and on. So let me know what your thought, what you feel about it is. And just, I want to know. It's no right or wrong answer. Just get in the DM or the comments on the YouTube or the Instagram. Anything else out here that we want to talk about? We seen Caitlyn just get the major bag. Shout out to all her haters because she's really in real time showing you impact, right? Not only what she did in college, what she's doing for the Indiana Fever already as far as televised games, going from like 2 or whatever the number was to over 30 games nationally televised, the $10 million deal that's coming with Nike or whomever that brand is. We understand the game is going to change. Yes, there's GOATs before her. Yes, there will be GOATs after her. But we should not discredit her because of the color of her skin. Just like we shouldn't a black girl that plays a Hispanic or whatever the case may be. If they're a baller, they're a baller. Let's keep race out of sports. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Flag on the play for the people that do it. Y'all just be talking crazy. Nobody in America could touch that girl. I personally, my favorite player in America was Juju on the women's side, college basketball. But Juju ain't got a clip like her. I'm sorry. And she takes way more shots to get where Caitlin gets to, right? Hell, Angel Reese is my favorite player in college basketball. But right is right, wrong is wrong. She's one of them. They're all one of them, but, you know, we got to lift her too. Shout out to the whole game in general on the women's side, the men's side as well. Until next time, man, on the Say Man Sports Talk Show, y'all stay safe, stay blessed, stay aware, stop sleeping on me, and stay tuned for the next segment of Flag on the Play for our latest episode. Yes, Lord.